Andy Hodges of Hog Country Online joins us. Just finished the Mike Anderson press conference previewing the next game for the Hogs. Andy, what did you learn in the press conference?
I learned he hadn't done much scouting on Alcorn State, which tells you how impressed he is with them. He's not too concerned about Alcorn State, obviously, said he didn't know a lot about them, had a previous relationship with both of the coaches on the staff there, but didn't know a lot about it. Spent more time talking about how this team has improved after the Syracuse and the Michigan games, how they've kind of grown up, the young players on the team, and how he likes what he's seen. They've just got to learn how to finish games. They've got to learn how to do some of the smaller things that you have to learn how to do to win at the next level. But I will say this, he's glad not to have teams like Syracuse, Oklahoma, and Michigan for the next few games.
Yeah, I look at the schedule, and it right now these next couple games is really going to be all about the Hogs and about them. If they go out there and play to the best of their ability, they don't have to do a lot of scouting when it comes to these next couple games. But has he said, or who do you think is still going to be that third player that's going to be able to come up and really help us out? Because we have two, but who's going to be that third?
I think he's still looking for somebody to emerge. Kai Madden's name came up in that discussion today. Antoine Bell came up into the discussion. Cody Clark, some of those guys. I think you're looking from those guys to be the ones to step up and be that third guy. And let's throw Hunter Mickelson in there, guys. Hunter stepped up in crunch time and probably had one of his best games of the year against Michigan last Saturday. So you could throw Hunter's name in there, and I think he's going to use these next few games against these opponents to sort it out and see who's going to be that number three guy.
Andy, when you look at the season moving forward, Fred Gulley expected to play Saturday for the Hogs if all of his grades are posted. Talk about the addition of Fred Gulley to this team.
Fred Gulley coming in, and as Mike said today in the press conference, he's hungry. He's ready to get back into the mix, ready to get back on the court and play. The first game, I think everybody's just going to expect Fred to be so excited and running around, and hopefully he can get into that discussion that we're talking about for that third or fourth guy to help out with what they've got. I think it's going to take a game or two to see what Fred brings to the table, and that's kind of what Mike alluded to today in the press conference, is seeing what Fred brings to the table, to the mix, and how he plays with these guys when they turn the lights on and the band's playing.
Andy, last year Brandon Mitchell played for the basketball team, gave them a lift at times when they needed it during games. Was there any talk about him possibly joining the team, or maybe a Mikael McKay that also has some athletic ability and can play basketball joining Mike Anderson's squad?
Mike was specifically asked about both of those guys, said he had not talked to them, but he would not be adverse to sitting down and talking with them, but he had no idea right now.
Talk about, let's switch gears to football, the two hires that have been announced since we last talked, Jim Chaney as the offensive coordinator and then the new offensive line coach, Mr. Pittman, both were at Tennessee.
Chaney comes to the table, brings his start was as a spread offense guy, one of these sit in the shotgun and run the spread, both with spread option and things. He advised Urban Meyer when Urban Meyer was putting together his version of the spread offense. Then Chaney goes to the NFL and comes back with a whole different approach. He brings a pro-style offense, which is what he likes to do now, that features the running game, features the passing game more than the running. And I think that's what Jim's going to bring to the table with it. It's going to be an offense that, in a lot of ways, maybe not with so much of the shallow crossing routes that Bobby Petrino's offense had, but in a lot of ways it's going to resemble the Bobby Petrino offense, hopefully with a little more running than what the Petrino offense had. And, guys, what I'm hearing on the recruiting trail is those two guys, along with Brett Bielema, are making huge inroads already in just a little over a week, particularly in Texas, where the Texas high school coaches feel like Arkansas has been reborn.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And then with Mac Brown not really having success, and then with A&M joining the SEC, I think that's going to do nothing but help the SEC. And when you look at some of these new coaches we just got, are anybody is any players from maybe Tennessee or Wisconsin that those teams have been recruiting? Have we been contacted, or are any of them thinking about changing their commitment to come to Arkansas?
They got a commitment this morning from one that and I saw it briefly as I was headed out to the press conference, and the guy's name is, it's one of those complicated names. He was a Wisconsin. He's a safety. He was committed to Wisconsin and this morning switched it to Arkansas. And I'm sorry, guys, but I only saw his name in passing as I was going out that he had switched the commitment.
Was he from Florida?
And I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Was he from Florida?
I think he was the one from Florida.
Yeah, I think so.
Andy?
And what I saw, he looks like somebody they need in the defensive backfield.
Yes, yes. Andy, as always, we appreciate the time. And what can readers find on Hog Country Online right now?
Well, right now we just put up the big story that we're going to have the Arkansas Hoops Challenge coming up on Saturday at Mall Mel. That will start at 12:20 in the morning and go until, well, as you well know, Trey, till everybody loses their voice sometime around 11 o'clock that night.
I remember that last year. We will have the coach, Ron Crawford, here in the studio tomorrow to talk about the Hoops Challenge. Andy?
So we got that and recruiting stuff and what else we can find.
Sounds good. Andy, appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, guys.